This podcast is brought to you by Art Margins, the online journal of East and Central European contemporary art. Download more podcasts and read interviews, articles, and reviews at www.artmargins.com.
Today, I am interviewing Karel Och, the new artistic director of the 46th Karlovy Vary Film Festival in the Czech Republic. Karel, it's the last day of the festival. How do you think it went?
It went well. I've met many filmmakers who had a great time at the festival, and we have an increase of 1,000 festival passes as opposed to last year, which is a lot, actually. It's a really good vibe in the in town, which is great.
I can confirm that. Now, to be a bit more detailed, how do you personally go about programming? I know this is like a thing you might not reveal, but it's something.
Well, we usually start around September when we leave for first festivals, such as Venice, Toronto, San Sebastian, or etc. And then, obviously, many DVDs are coming. Our office in Prague are being submitted through the website, and at the end, after the submission deadline, we receive about 1,600-1,700 DVDs, which we watch together with a bunch of pre-screeners, which are our external colleagues who are sort of helping us to, you know, to sort of orient amongst, amidst hundreds and hundreds of fans from all around the world. And in spring, we leave also for private screenings, which is probably the most efficient way to see the yearly production of a certain country, such as Germany, Austria, Canada, or United Kingdom. In 3 or 4 days, we watch about 30 titles from that country, brand new films which are being submitted for the competition center. So a lot of watching in spring.
So you go to these target countries, like, for example, France, for a couple of days, and they present what they want to present. Okay, that's interesting. How do you see the strands of the festival developing? You have, you know, different sections. Is that going to change under your artistic rule?
Basically, I introduced a minor change already this year, or maybe not a change, but a different type of emphasis. We more efficiently on the East of the West competition, which is the second competition, and as opposed to the main one, it's specialized. It's focused on filmmakers from Central and Eastern Europe, and as opposed to the last year's, this year we really tried to put together a group of brand new films so that foreign film professionals can come here and check out these films, which haven't played anywhere else so far. And they're all made by young filmmakers, which show a lot of potential for the future, a lot of talent. And we're really happy about the selection and direction of the audience.
How many submissions do you get for this specific competition, East of the West? And from which countries mainly? I mean, there's a Slovak, a Russian,
yes.
No, many, two Russians.
Yes, well,
a Polish.
But a few hundred. I don't know the precise number, but usually we receive a lot of films from Russia. Unfortunately, obviously, not many from Hungary. And
why is that?
Well, because nothing is being shot in Hungary. Everything was stopped. And the only film from Hungary in the program was Belatar's film, which was finished way before. But from Poland, we receive a pretty good amount of films. And
very good ones often.
Yes. There are several titles from Baltic countries being submitted, or from Middle Asia even. And, we're considering, because the East of the West competition used to be defined also not only according to territory, but also politically in a way, like films from post-Soviet countries and from the former Eastern Bloc. We feel that it is no longer necessary to define the section this way, and we would like to stick with just the territorial definition, such as, I mean, which means films from Central and Eastern Europe.
Okay.
And we are considering in some changes, maybe open up other countries from Southeastern Europe, etc.
Because that was my question, where does the West end?
Yeah.
I mean,
hard to say.
Former Eastern Germany and interesting,
say.
Yeah. Okay, so what happened if, for example, somebody insisted from East Berlin to be included?
It's east of Prague, actually.
Okay.
East of Kalibari.
East of Kalibari is very good. Yeah, okay. I have one specific question about this region we are in now, which is also connected to the retrospective being devoted to Sam Fuller. Can you just say a couple of words about that? Because it's rather interesting.
Of course, it's very interesting because last October when I bought the book at Third Place, you know, Los Angeles, the book is The Autobiography by Sam Fuller. And I opened the book, and one of the chapters dedicated to Sam Fuller's career in the U.S. infantry and the end of the war. I read that basically Fuller and the other soldiers at the end of the war reached Sudetenland, to which Karlovy Vary, Karlsbad belonged. And there was a specific sentence, quote, our final destination was supposed to be Karlsbad. And it obviously struck my attention, and then started to inquire further also through the widow of Sam Fuller, etc. And I found out that he was supposed to come to the place where the festival is being held, but tens of thousands of Germans from Karlovy Vary were trying to escape from approaching Russians. They were afraid to be captured by them, and they wanted to be captured by Americans approaching from the west. And basically, these hordes of Germans did not allow Fuller and his other soldiers to proceed the last 15 kilometers to Karlsbad, and he never made it to Karlsbad until this year, sort of symbolically through the films. And it was a beautiful event on Monday, on the 4th of July, actually, on the day of independence, when the memorial plaquette was unveiled in Sokolov, Falkenau, which is the place where he ended his Second World War odyssey. And it was a moving moment. There was his wife, Krista, and a lot of interesting people.
Sounds pretty exciting. What about the other big event, Markéta Lazarová by František Vláčil? Just a short question. I thought it was quite something to see the cinema full with so many people watching this really difficult film, and actually I think nobody left. I mean, we are not used to these kind of films, really, although the Bellatar film is maybe as difficult. Who was kind of behind this idea? I mean, this film was more a name or a title to a lot of people. But
well, we brought to the last year's festivals, we brought a few really interesting restored prints, and one of them was The Leopard by Luchino Visconti. And I remember during the festival last year, at some moment, the festival president, Izzy Bartoszka, and the executive director, Krzysztof Mucha, they found out about the fact that the restoration of The Leopard was sponsored by Gucci. And they said, well, this might be a great idea to ask one of our sponsors, Chess, and to do the same for the most important film of Czechoslovak cinema. And they agreed, and the Minister of Culture contributed, and despite all kinds of difficulties concerning the author's rights, etc. We succeeded to make it and to finish it before the festival, and there was a lot of press around the thing, and we raised the awareness about this. And strangely, of course, many people know, I mean, most of the people know about the film, but many of them haven't actually seen it, never seen it on the big screen. And I think this is what I call positive snobism, which is something I like about France, when it is a good tone to go see a film from Hong Kong of 3 hours on Thursday evening after the work, because you might end up in a bar with a bunch of people who talk about it, and you have, you know, you're lost because you haven't seen it. This is not really a case in Czech Republic yet, but I think the market of Lazarová screening proved that it might be a case because people wanted to be there. And despite the fact, as you said, it's not an easy film and it's almost 3 hours long, I think it's pretty amazing.
So one other question about just the poster I'm seeing here, Code Blue. I had a chance to talk to the director, and it was interesting. She said in Cannes everybody was shocked, and the young audience here actually said, we were not shocked, we were a bit confused, but not shocked. That is about audiences. Is it still true that there are, like, that's it, it's the youngest festival, Carlo Vivari?
Well, yes. This, even though the young audience from 1990s, it's pretty much our age now, which is
okay,
pushing 40, but we like to feel that we're still young. And there will obviously a lot of new blood is coming from Prague students and many young people coming over. It's got to do with the fact that this is the beginning of summer vacations, and also with the fact that, you know, in 3 months in the spring, you can see hardly two good movies in Prague in the regular distribution. So here you have 200 films, which, you know, carefully selected films, which maybe not everybody's crazy about each one of them, but you know, you never get bored. Maybe you are upset, but at least it is something that is trying to communicate with you. So they look forward to it. So I don't know, this year I thought of a really positive approach from the audience, and they, you know, they were in, which was very nice. So it is still a young festival,
but getting more and more professional, even the audience, I think it changed a lot.
Exactly. I mean, I can say this, when I started here 10 years ago and I was doing, for instance, the Q&A session, there was hardly a hand raised, and everybody kept the sensation for themselves, and 3-4 warm-up questions were not enough. Now everybody's asking questions, and it's very open, and people are not afraid to share.
It was noticeable in the Q&A after the Roger Corman documentary that also a lot of Americans are here, because you could see it in the audience then. One question about the Czech and the Slovak films. They both are very well represented this year, and also with some rather strong films. I was really surprised and, of course, delighted. Do you think that has state funding really helped? Or what is it, what makes it so better compared to, like, some years ago?
I have to say, because, for instance, the film 80 Letters was refused several times, the state support. So and, the director ended up sort of finishing the film by himself with the help of the fact that after the presentation in Karlo Vary, the last year's Works in Progress, was picked up by Berlinale and sort of helped as well. But of course, the state support is one thing, but I don't know, there's a new generation coming, and there were 3 films in Berlin this year from a different generation. Our friends who are now in their 40s and have been around for a while. I feel, you know, it's a little more open up towards the world, and it communicates more, and it's not as local as when we talk about all the directors. So I believe some stuff, things are changing.
And very good women directors, which I think is really incredible. Laudable. Yeah.
Slovak director Zuzana Lijová, incredibly mature first film, The House. Breathtaking.
Amazing. My last question: can we expect to see you animated soon, like the other senior staff in the you know, credits? I have to explain this maybe before every film. There are a couple of short clips, and one is with animated directors and presenters and other senior staff. So, how would you like to be animated? Which film?
I'm not sure, you know. Well, it's kind of funny, and I think we are talking now about the festival president, Jiří Bartoška, the festival's official master of ceremony, Marek Eben, the former long time festival artistic director, Zavorilova. These three people are cult people in Czech Republic, not only in terms of the film festival. So I don't really feel myself to, you know, to be, I mean, I'm part of this group when we organize the festival, as for instance, my colleague Christoph, but, you know, these three people are sort of like a symbol of the festival, and I guess it's a nice elite group and just
they're very modest. Okay. Thank you very much for this interview on the 9th of July, 2011. Thank you, Karel.
Thank you. Okay.